And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We're going to get into your news for the hour. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And we're going to get started on the news for the hour now. And we're going to start off our hour with some listings from the local Thumb Animal Shelter here in Elkton, Michigan. Figured it would be a nice little way to highlight a local shelter with some animals, since they are near and dear to my heart. And it looks like you found Angel, a beautiful German Shepherd Siberian Husky mix. Shepskis are the best. Currently available for adoption in Elkton, Michigan through the Thumb Animal Shelter. Angel is a German Shepherd Siberian Husky that is an adult female. She is spayed. Her coat is a medium length black, white, cream tan coloring. Affectionate, curious, friendly, playful, and athletic for her temperament. Vaccinations are up to date and she is spayed. She is house trained, knows sit, down, shake, and true to husky nature, sometimes come. In an ideal home, she gets along with children and other dogs if introduced properly. She does need an active home. She loves car rides, trips, frisbee, tennis balls, parks, and meeting new people. She would do best in a home with a secure yard, as she was previously rehomed because her family lived on a busy road and couldn't keep her fully safe off leash. She is playful, but also loves companionship. She'll happily sleep near you or in her crate. She's alert and protective and will let you know when someone arrives, but she's very social once introduced. She has traveled across the United States with her previous family and adapted wonderfully to hotels and new environments. She's looking for a forever home where she can be safe and loved long term. If you are interested in Angel, you can always find a picture of her on our article on thumbnet.net, or you can also contact the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton at 989-375-4204, or you can email them at echelon@airadv.net. And in other news, the Marlette School District's Board of Education is exploring the possibility of asking residents to support a bond proposal to be used for improvements and updates to facilities during the August election. Overall, it is estimated it would cost about $18 million to address all of the district's needs, but the board is concentrating at looking at immediate needs that would address issues without an overwhelming cost to taxpayers. Preliminary estimates about the possible bond is to ask for $12,710,000 for 25 years, which would equal a millage increase of about 1.65 mils. Initial calculations using that amount is that it would cost the average property owner with an $80,000 home about $66 more per year. However, there is still a lot of work that needs to be done on the possible bond proposal before the board makes a final decision. The board also did a study of needs with input from a committee formed by staff and several community members. The committee compiled a list of needed improvements to the elementary school and to the junior-senior high school, and to the grounds. A few of the needs that have been identified have included new boilers, roof work, new doors, and better ventilated air systems. And the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in finding a missing person. Donald Haynes, 48, was last seen leaving his home in Fort Gratiot on Friday, December 5th, 2025. Haynes left his residence without a vehicle, his wallet, or his cell phone. He has not been heard from in nearly a month. Haynes is described as a white with dark brown or black hair, brown eyes, and a dark but graying beard. If you know the whereabouts of Haynes or have seen him, call St. Clair County Central Dispatch at 810-985-8115. And that was your news for the hour. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. If you want more news, weather, or obituaries every day, anytime, anywhere, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net. for more.